Okay, welcome back to another podcast. This episode was actually recorded like 6 months ago, and it's kind of just been chilling in my files the entire time. But I came across it today, and I was like, yo, this is a very, very great conversation with my homie Jason and my homie Knops. And we go into our experiences with drugs and alcohol, and it's a very great one. So enjoy.
And we are rolling. This is my first ever podcast that has actual fucking good audio, so appreciate that shit. We're at my boy Jacob's little studio in Compton, California. Pull up. Don't pull up. Definitely don't pull up. Well, I'm with my boy Jason.
Hola, yo soy.
Oh, that was sexy. And my boy Knobs.
Hey.
Oh, that was even more hotter. That was beautiful. But today, our little podcast, there's no visual to this because I feel like it's just a little audio is cool. We're going to upload this shit at Apple Music, Spotify, wherever the fuck you're listening to. I hope you enjoy. But today's little podcast is about drugs. I don't think I've ever made a fucking video or anything about drugs, but I think today is a day that we go into damn drugs. The thing is, we only have one mic here, so the thing is, we're going to be passing it back and forth, so if we're not doing a correct job at it, don't judge us, but let's get straight into it. Drugs.
Drugs and alcohol, bro. Oh, yeah, we had to pass the mic around, so we had to do this, but yeah, drugs and alcohol. Wait, alcohol and drugs?
Both, dude, like, just alcohol as well, like, so pretty much, like, as you guys all most likely know, I do not do any of that, but I have before. I've tried it. I definitely wasn't like into it, but I've tried both of them. Like alcohol and weed is what I'm saying. I tried weed maybe like 3 times in my life, and which was all like fucking like 5 years ago. No, maybe hell no, bro. Like 8 years ago.
I mean, not a lot of people. I mean, I definitely tried both as well, but people might listen to this podcast and be like, oh my God, drugs and alcohol. Like, what's just a big deal, bro? But it kind of changed my life when I stopped doing it because I don't know. I just feel way more productive in everything I do. And it kind of helped me in a way to stop. But, you know, people do it in their own ways. It might help them or might not. But yeah, I've definitely had my fair share in doing those things. It was so much fun. What about you, Knobs?
Well, the first time I tried weed, whatever, it was because of my cousin and stuff, but...
You got peer pressured or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Dude. I got peer pressured, and then... I actually liked it for, like... I didn't stop for, like, a whole year, and then until...
How old were you? How old were you when you did that?
I was 18, really, like, in 12th grade.
Dude, okay, look, I want to tell you guys. When I first went... Okay, we used to hang out with a friend, and, like, me and Knobs, and I started doing it with Knobs and Brett, my friend. And, like, my first time ever fucking hitting a bong... It was a fat ass rip. Brett just gave me a fucking bomb. I was like, oh shit, what is this? I ripped that motherfucker and I was like, holy shit. I was sitting there, I was like, dude, we're watching a trippy video. I remember like a trippy ass video. I was sitting there, I was like, dude, this is crazy.
It's so weird to have us talking about this.
I know, but the first time I did it was with my cousin. And he handed me the apple and then, you know, the whole like.
Oh, you went the whole apple route.
Yeah.
Dude, I know, low key, I hit the apple. So, I hit that apple route too.
Alright, so what happened was I hit the apple, and then like my lungs were just like burning. So I just went to drink some water, and then I went to the couch, and then we're watching a war movie or whatever, and then the TV started spinning and shit, and I started seeing colors, and I'm for real like
from,
I'm not even
from smoking weed, dude. You got the whole trip effect.
That was the first time though.
The first time I smoked was obviously with Brett too. Thanks Brett for putting us on this.
Brett's
shit.
Low-key the hottest nigga. Hey, shout out to Brett.
Yeah, shout out Brett to fucking making us smoke weed, you fucking dick.
Yeah, shout out to Brett because he will always smoke me up.
Brett hooks it up with the good stuff.
Yeah, Brett's definitely the dude that's always been that guy. And like, so it was just me and Brett one night, and he was like, well, definitely Brett has always told me to smoke with them. He's just always been that guy to be telling me like, dude, just do it like one time, nigga. We won't tell nobody. Let's just try it, whatever. And always, obviously, I always said no. But one night, I don't even know what the fuck was in me, but I was like, you know what? I don't really give a fuck. Like, I'm not someone that'd be like, fuck that, man. Fuck weed, man. Fuck that.
Was it peer pressure?
No, it definitely wasn't peer pressure. He was like, do it. I definitely have been peer pressured, and I didn't do it. I don't think I've done anything like being peer pressured at all.
So what made you do it then?
Just curiosity. And I feel like it's not right to like not do it at least like once and then like see if you don't like it or not. It's kind of hypocritical. I'm not saying go fucking do some crystal meth and be like just to get the experience, but definitely like weed is not bad at all if you're able to control it. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try it. So the first time I remember it was at Progress Park. It was at Progress Park, and then he just rolled up a goddamn blunt, and I was like, all right then. and that shit was nasty as shit. That shit tastes like shit. I was like, yeah, definitely not. And then like, and then it started hitting me a little bit, but I didn't get like crazy high though. It was just like, I was just laughing and shit. It was like, it was pretty dope. I'm not gonna say I didn't like it. It was pretty dope. And I was like, I want to say 10th, 11th grade. That's when that happened. And then, like, that was that. We fucking were just, like, skating around. And, like, I didn't get, like, a whole ass trip until, like, the third time. The third time, I was gone, my nigga. Like, I was gone.
Low-key, the fucking taste of weed is awful. Like, the smell of it, I started getting over it. And I didn't like the smell because it'll be hot days. And I'll be like, ugh, like, this shit smells, bro. Like, I honestly can't take it. But, I mean, it'll be kind of fun for a bit. But then, fuck that shit. I can't do it anymore.
Honestly, after I stopped smoking weed, I still like the smell and everything, even when they smoke it. But like, to me, it's like incense, kind of.
Yeah, I definitely don't like the smell, nor the fucking, like, the burn in my throat, bro. That shit hurts, bro. And obviously, because that was my first time. And I feel like even that with just drinking soda, my nigga, my fucking throat be hurting. So, like, I was like, dude, I was coughing like a motherfucker, bro. So, the second time I smoked, it was also a blunt as well. And that one hit me a little bit more, but it wasn't until the third time, bro. Like, I don't think I even told you guys this.
No, yeah, I don't think you have.
I don't think I even told you guys this. Like, it's just like, I don't know. So the third time, this is all probably like the same year. This is all probably like the same year around there. Like, it wasn't like back to back, like 1 week and then 1 week. It was probably like 4 months later. I was like, fuck it. Like I said, I don't really give a shit about like he's saying like, I'm not going to do it. Fuck that. Like, I don't really care. Like, if I want to go smoke weed right now, I'll probably go smoke weed. I just don't want to. So maybe I'll go smoke. What, maybe my next year I'll be a fucking pothead. Who knows? Like, I'm not scared to fucking do that shit.
Like, obviously, I think we can smoke weed whenever the hell we want, especially if we have like friends that just sell that shit, or obviously probably might just give it to us. Say, hey, you want to smoke? But yeah, it's the fact is if we want to and we don't want to. So I think that's like pretty cool. Like, I don't know, I think it's pretty cool that we could just say no instead of people was like, oh yeah, fuck it, let me just hit it because you feel peer pressured. But the fact that you can say no, that's cool.
And I don't want to come across that be like, fuck weed, man, fuck that shit. Like, we definitely are not like dude, a lot of our homies all smoke weed and we're just fucking there chilling. Like, we're not really against it. But like I said, the third time I smoked, I think I smoked like, you know, yeah, I think I smoked four times, if anything, then. Because the third time is the one that really hit me, nigga. Like, I was gone, but only because I did edibles, too. Because I was like, bro, this is probably going to be the last time I smoke, honestly. It's going to be, like, the last time I smoke. I was just like, you know what? I didn't think that was gonna be my last time, but I was like, if I'm going to smoke, nigga, like, I'm trying to get high. And Brett, you know, Brett got everything. Like, every single time I done it, it was with Brett, of course.
Dude, one more shout out to Brett. Brett gave me one whole blunt last time. I think he had like 20,000 blunt. And he just started passing those shits.
He was like the blunt man for a bit.
He was just passing those shits around. He was like, give me some. Like, did he give you one, Nobs?
Probably not, but I mean, I'll always smoke blunt with him. So he's a blunt man.
Those shits are gross, but hey, shout out to Brett.
we got sidetracked. Jacob, don't talk, motherfucker. You distracted me. Okay, wait. Let me explain my third time smoking, because that one was pretty interesting, bro. So we were at Stater Brothers, and he had an edible. And I was like, fuck it, I'm down. So he gave me an edible. I don't know what the fuck the milligrams or whatever the fuck that shit means. Just know that shit fucked me up. But I know, I heard like edibles are definitely not the way to go for beginners. And like I said, this is like my second time, third time. And they're definitely not the route. And I fucking ate a shitload, bro. I ate a shit.
I remember it wasn't even that long ago when I stopped. Probably like almost like a month and a half already. I ate an edible. And it was one of those gummy ones. So, you know, those things are freaking strong, right? And I literally thought it was not going to hit me because every time I eat one, I don't really get that high. But this one, dude, oh, my God. I ate, like, two little squares that were, like, two little tiny little squares. And I was literally high for, like, oh, my God, like, 15 hours. Like, 15 non-fucking hours? Stop. Like, it was, like, and then I went to sleep and I woke up high again. Like, I woke up and I was still high. I was like, what in the fuck is this shit going to go away?
I can just be honest. Like, I don't think smoking weed ever got me, like, high. Like, it got me, like, feeling like, oh, shit, this shit feels good. I think it actually made me feel good. I used to be more like a drinker, like alcohol. I know it sounds weird, but, like, it used to be more fun for me because, like, I don't know. Smoking was just lame, but it was just cool at the same time. But, like, this drinking. I don't know. I felt like it was, this is what I like was part of me, but obviously I don't do that no more. But
crossfaded.
Yeah, crossfaded. There you go, something like that. Like that would mess me up way more. Like that would be way fun. Like so much fun.
Yeah, I definitely never really like drink like that, like crazy amount to actually get drunk. Okay, but okay, back to my fucking story of me getting high as fuck. So edible, I ate an edible, and obviously those shits hit like fucking so late. So I was like, nigga, what the fuck? I don't really think I feel anything, Brett. He was like, it's gonna hit. I was like, I don't think it worked. So yeah, it's definitely like it's just those ones like every typical story. Like it didn't hit until like later. So I was like, yo, let's just go smoke or something then. So I'm telling you, I was trying to get high that day. I was like, you know, I'm gonna get high as fuck. So we went to go smoke after we did the edible, nigga. We smoked a lot. I was like, bro, I definitely shouldn't be smoking this much, but I was like, fuck it.
Bro, I cannot imagine just smoking the fucking blunt.
I was smacking that shit.
This guy is literally not the guy you would think he'll ever smoke ever.
And this is why I wanted to do this, because this is just so like different. It's like
just go to Vegas Staters and start smoking a blunt. I'll catch you.
Fat ass blunt, baby. Yeah, we started smoking like after. Okay, we did it at Stater Brothers, and we went all the way to his house, like where the train tracks are at, because Brett's like that fucking that dude that's scared to smoke. So we had to fucking go incognito to fucking smoke a blunt. So we went to train tracks. We smoked a shitload, and I remember it was like. We were skating around. It was late as hell. And then it hit me hard as fuck. Like, bro, like, I'm talking hard as shit. Like, all at once. Like, the whole time, I was like, whatever. Until it smacked, bro. So, I remember I was working next to Carl's Jr. And, like, bro, I swear to God, I turned into, like, a giant. Like, and I'm not exaggerating, because I remember I always heard, like, stories, like, of people, like talking about, like, their little, like, trips. I'm like, bro, this motherfucker exaggerating. Until that day, I was like, nigga, I was high as fuck. Like, bro, I turned into a giant, and I felt like I was playing GTA. Like, literally, everything around me was so tiny. Like, everything around me was so tiny, and I was just walking around like a big-ass giant. And I was like, Brett, holy fuck, bro. And Brett, I'm telling you, Brett is the paranoid smoker, bro. He's like, bro, yo, you're good. I'm like, nigga, I know I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm just telling you, nigga, I'm gone, bro. But he was like, bro, you're good. Chill. Like, nigga, I'm chilling, bro. But he's like, yeah, I'm just explaining that I'm fucking high as shit. But yeah, I was like, I'm telling you, I was a fucking giant, and I felt like I was playing GTA. And then like, it'll all go away for like a good minute. I was like, oh shit, like, okay. And then I'll be chilling again. And then all of a sudden, vroom, I'm a big ass giant again. I was like, okay, this shit's pretty tight.
Bro, I always wanted to have that experience. Like, I never had that experience.
Just edibles, fucking, baby, edibles.
I know, dude, this edibles never got me either. I never hit the hardest.
But we smacked, nigga.
Bro, it was so hard. How? Like, what the fuck do you do?
I don't know. This nigga gave me a lot. And like I said, I wasn't in, like, I had no idea what I was doing.
Nops, how do you get super high?
Eat those gummies.
Mushrooms, baby.
What do you got for the viewers, bro? I want to know how to get fucking high, like crazy, like giant high.
Like, if you want to get giant high, you got to get those edibles and you got to smoke the blunt.
That's what I'm saying. We ate the whole ass shit and we smoked the dick load, bro. Okay, but wait, like, I'm not done. We're a whole ass, I was a whole ass giant. Okay, we interrupted by phone calls. But okay, well, I was a whole ass giant. Then once that side effect ended, so every movement that I did, like, happened like 1,000 times, bro. Like, literally, like, I lift up my hand and you go like, like, my hand will, like, do it like 5 times. I'd be like, I'll be like, what the fuck?
That literally happened to me one time when I was smoking in my friend's garage. I got so fucking high that I thought I was like, I'll turn to like the left to look at somebody. And I thought I was like turning left and left and left. And it was like repeating and repeating. I was like tripping out.
Dude, what the fuck? You guys are smoking, bro. I want to smoke that shit.
My shit was laced with cocaine or some shit.
Man, my shit sucked. I just sat there. I'm like, wow, this is it? Like, fucking dope.
Hey, we'll go smoke a blunt after this podcast, bro.
I think so.
And then at Brett's house, at Brett's apartment where he used to live at, there was like a parking structure. And I remember it was not big at all. And I just kept on repeating, going back and forth to the beginning. And like, it'll restart. I was high as fuck. Like, I'll just try and get to his house. And I'll just restart to the beginning of the parking structure. It would keep on restarting. And I was like, Brett, bro, I keep on restarting, bro. Like, I keep on fucking, like, I felt like I was in a glitch. And he was like, bro, fuck, me too, bro. Like, so we were both, like, just stuck in this little shit, in this little loop. And we're just trying to get to where his mom's car was at. And we just kept on going in the same shit. What is, like, your trippiest shit?
I never have a trippiest shit. It was only when I went out drinking and partying and stuff.
You just, like, black out or what?
I just fucking go crazy. I'll just fucking end up being like a party monster, bro. Literally, I'd never see myself as that. Like, I'll go fucking crazy and like anywhere. What about you, Nops?
Well, I don't really. I mean, when I'll drink, I'll just chill out. Like, I wouldn't really like do anything crazy. I'll just like relax and stuff.
What about smoking?
Smoking.
What's your crazy experience smoking?
There's like, there's one crazy part where I used to go to my friend's garage all the time, like every single day after school when like in 12th grade. I was like 18, and like my friends, they would have like this fucking bomb ass weed. I didn't even know what it was, but like, it was so good that I freaking hit the bubbler and the bong, whatever, and then like I was sitting there for a while, and then I seriously thought like the whole house was like shrinking and shit. Like I was sitting on the couch and the whole house literally started like shrinking, and I thought I was like turning into like a tiny ass ant.
Sounds hard as fuck.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I feel like that's the type of shit that like that smoking thing is like pretty dope to get like that. Like that, but like I think it's like only at certain occasions. You can't be doing that shit every day, my boy. That shit is crazy. But people that smoke, sometimes they just like relax and just chill. It like relaxes them.
Yeah, but yeah, again, but some people can't. Like me, I literally can't, because every time I would smoke alone, I would get so fucking paranoid. Like I think that's the reason I stopped. Cause literally I started thinking about my shit. I'm like, dude, what am I doing to smoking? Like, I should be going out making something, you know? Like I didn't like that. I got paranoid.
Now, I feel like if I ever turn into like a stoner or something, and then here's the thing, people always tell me like, would you drink? Would you do that? I definitely would be more of a stoner than a drinker, 100%. Because I feel like maybe like after a long day of filming, like today, we filmed so much shit. And I feel like, you know what? After this podcast, you go smoke a blunt and then go edit and shit. You know what I mean? Like it's not a big deal. But I feel like drinking and shit, it probably won't be my thing. And I definitely, if I'm going to go to either or, I'd definitely probably be a stoner. But you never know. Maybe in a couple years, maybe tomorrow. Shit, I don't even know. But I don't plan on it at all anytime soon. But like I said, I'm not against it. You smoke weed, do your motherfucking thing, baby. I feel like as long as you have that balance, because anything is just like balance. Like go do all your work and then go fucking smoke a blunt, or go smoke a blunt then go do your work.
Yeah, actually, I would like go to work and stuff, and actually like go smoke a blunt between like in my break or whatever, and they'll actually like give me energy for the rest of the shift or whatever. I'll feel way better.
Bro, that's why I don't understand. Well, it's just me, because every time I be at work, I used to be a dishwasher at this spot, and he used to ask me if I wanted a drink, and the whole people would drink in the back. Like I'll be like, "Why do you guys drink? Like what do you guys feel?" And they're like, "Oh, this relaxes me." And I don't really get the relaxing part, because I don't like drink beer like that. It'll be just beer, but I don't really understand like to drink a beer and it relax, just as like a cigarette and relax. Like I don't get the both two. If you don't necessarily, I don't need those things to relax. Maybe it's just like an addiction. But I don't know. That was just confusing for me on my end when these older gentlemen would ask me if I want to drink. I was like, I don't know. I don't drink like that.
And that's another thing, too. Like, everybody's different. So, like, I feel like I'm way too, like, fine. Like, I'm able to calm down by myself, like, to be able to, like, to just, like, relax on myself. Like, I wouldn't need a substance. But if that's what you need weed for, like, if that's what you use weed for, that's, like, I fucking, by all means, support that. Like, if that really helps you out. Because there's people that, like, really get stressed out and anxious and, like, they get anxiety and shit. And then they smoke weed and then it helps them. Like, and I'm like, dude, that's fucking sick. But I've never been in that situation where I need to smoke to feel better. So even, like, to hype me up, like, for instance, like, people drink to get like loosened up, to like have a good time. Like, man, I could pull up to anything, get hyped as fuck for no fucking reason. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's just different. So I just feel like that's just not my thing. So what else can we get into it? Like, definitely cigarettes. No.
Oh, wait. Dude, okay. So I don't think I ever smoked a cigarette. Never. Because I remember when I was little, me and my friend.
Oh, shit.
So I knew Jason since I was like 9. He was 11. So I knew him for a while now. But when I was little, I had this friend that was kind of a bad influence on me. And he was like, hey, let's go do something. We'll do some bad shit, bro. Like drink. And I was like 9, 10. And then he was like kind of convincing me to smoke some stupid shit, though, like grass and paper.
And I was there through it all, bro. I saw it, and I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was really trying to convince him, like, bro, why are you doing that? And these weird-ass little kids, 9 years old. Bro, they're just curious as shit. They're just curious as fuck. And they used to go to the ashtrays and pick up the cigarettes and smoke those shits.
Yo, I did. Whoa, I did. It's so gross, bro. They're my neighbors. My neighbor's cigarettes. I just pick them up on the floor in the alley. And I don't know why, dude. Don't even ask me. I literally don't know why.
You'll pull up to Stater Brothers, too. Like, in the front where they put all their fucking cigarettes and just smack them.
So how'd you feel the first time you smoked a cigarette then?
nothing. Literally, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I can't explain it. I was literally so young and just trying to do something that would make me look cool, supposedly. And my friend was telling me, yeah, you know, like a little kid. I'm just fucking like in his shit. Like, I'm like, oh shit, this shit looks cool. And I'll just do it. I guess this would be cool. But I literally felt nothing. I was like, dude, this is gross. And the end of the fucking day.
When I first smoked a cigarette was when
it sounds like a rehab. When I remember I smoked a fucking cigarette.
first time it was, I was like 17 or something, and I was helping my cousin like take his car to back to his house or something far as fuck, and then he literally had a beer next to him and then he was lighting a cigarette, and he passed me a cigarette and I was like, like, why not? I was chilling. I thought it was going to be fine. And then, well, I mean, it was fine, but I mean, I lit it up. And then, like, I literally started feeling, like, bubbly-ass feeling. Like, I was, like I don't know. It was, like, this weird, like, body feeling. Like, I've never really felt like that when I smoke weed.
Can you say that you liked it? You like smoking cigarettes?
Like, that one time only, but, like, the feeling in my, like, the taste is gross and everything, like, horrible.
I definitely feel like if I smoke a blunt, I won't feel like bad. But if I'm smoking a cigarette, I just feel that fucking thing. And the thing about you, you have asthma.
I was just about to say that, dude. I was thinking, I literally have like severe asthma. Like, I literally go to a hospital for this shit.
Especially at that age, because I know your asthma like really calmed down, because at that age, you'll be going to the hospital every fucking week.
Dude, I'll go to the hospital every fucking day, if anything.
You probably was for smoking those goddamn cigarettes.
Low key, dude. I don't know. I'll wake up and I'll have asthma. I'm like, man, I have to go to the hospital. And I have to go.
9 years old. Just remember that.
I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to. My friend's bad.
Did your mom know that you were smoking cigarettes off that shit?
My mom don't know I was smoking cigarettes at that age, but I definitely told her at the time I go out partying, drinking, come home drunk and shit.
Okay, well, I'm going to send this exact clip to your mom so she can know that 9 years old you were smoking cigarettes with Adrian.
I love you, Mom.
That was Adrian?
Yeah. The funny thing is that me, Nobs, and Jason all knew each other since we were very, very young. So when Jason was 9, I was 11, and then Nobs was like 12. So like we were all there on the same fucking street while this motherfucker was smoking cigarettes.
Hey, low key, I wish I went the Adrian route, bro. I want to go smoke weed and chill right now and smoke some cigarettes.
I'm down, bro. And here's another thing. The reason why I don't get into it, because I feel like into smoking weed is what I'm saying. And drugs in general, because we are from the skateboarding community, and that shit's everywhere, bro. Like, I say, like, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, yeah, like skaters smoke
so
weed.
Much.
And I just seen the route that most, because I'm just saying most people get out of hand, and then they start, like, start falling off. They don't really give a shit about stuff. And let me say it again, most. I'm not saying every single one, but I'm just like, I don't really want to risk it.
I don't want to say names, but some guy at our local skate park, we knew a while back, he looked pretty normal, normal little kid and everything. Couple months go by, I see him again, he looks fucking like a kook, bro. Like, it's obvious, I don't know what he was doing, but it all started from smoking weed.
And definitely, I've told this to a lot of people already, but you know they say, like, weed is a gateway drug, and then, like, it definitely fucking is, and I've seen it firsthand. Like I said, back referring to that same kid, I don't really know what the fuck, that's definitely a gateway drug. So they start smoking weed, and then all of a sudden they're doing this, and then they're doing that, and then they're doing that, and then all of a sudden they die. No, I'm just kidding. But that's what I'm saying. I don't really want to go that route. Here's the thing. I also know a lot of successful ass motherfuckers that smoke weed on the daily. Because people can handle it and it's all about you. But I'd just rather be like, no, I'm not really going to risk it. It's not really worth it for me. So I'm just like, I'd just rather not. But they're definitely like, I'm not, like I've been saying, like, I don't really give a fuck to like do it again. When the time is right, I might do it. But you never know. This motherfucker's talking about chewing tobacco. Get that shit away from me.
Nasty. This guy has chewing tobacco right in front of him. That shit smells.
Get that shit away from me. And definitely no chewing tobacco. Look, one thing. Hey, stop talking real quick because you're fucking distracting me, Jacob. I love you, Jacob, but you got to fucking relax. He's over here trying to fucking shove chewing tobacco on my face. And I'm like trying to talk while he's like. Motherfucker, bro. Okay. One thing that I honestly, I don't know if I want to try, but one of them that was like, damn, that's pretty tight. Acid, bro. It sounds fucking crazy. But I know a lot of niggas. I know, like, I've heard of too many motherfuckers that are fucking geniuses, bro. Like, fucking, like, really successful ass entrepreneurs that, like, it really opened their fucking mind. And I got a homie that does that shit, and he explained to me everything about it. So it sounds pretty interesting.
What about mushrooms? You think mushrooms have, like, the same effect or something?
I don't know. I definitely don't know enough people that do them. I think it just trips you the fuck out.
I definitely want to try some of that too, because I like the same thing you said. Like, a lot of people like I know are successful still. Like, they do that, and they find so much opening things about it when they do it. Like, I'm curious as fuck, bro. I want to do it.
I know, me too. But I mean, I'm just really afraid to do it though.
I guess we're all doing mushrooms after this podcast.
Bro, we just need one sober person, so if you're out there, hit us up.
Hey, acid or mushrooms? Which one?
I don't know. I'd rather do mushrooms. I don't know.
Acid sounds crazy, bro, honestly.
Acid sounds dangerous.
Acid, I think, is, like, stronger than mushrooms, but mushrooms, like, more chill, supposedly.
All right, we'll start on mushrooms.
I feel like acid will fucking trip out, especially us. We have some fucking weird minds, dude.
Probably we should start with mushrooms and then acid after that.
Wait, can we please? Hey, if we do acid or mushrooms, can we please record it? I know it'll probably be weird, but can we record it and just see some funny shit?
Definitely gonna record it. I mean, we probably won't upload it. I don't know. Maybe we would, but let's just see how. I want to see how it was, bro.
It's literally gonna be the weirdest shit, but I just want to see what the fuck we look like or something, dude.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing in that anytime soon. Don't think we're about to go fight that right now.
I got you guys on my channel. Go shoot through on J Films.
I literally will be scared. And here's the thing: I've heard a lot of things about acid, as in it's all about the mindset that you go into it, because that's all about your mind, bro. It's not like smoking weed where it's like you're chilling, but that one, it's all about how you interpret it. Like, so if you are in a bad mood and shit and you do acid, you're gonna have a fucking terrible trip, because I'm telling you, like, I just know a homie, shout out Tony, fucking tells me everything about this shit. And here's the thing, like, I feel like I'm so informed about drugs, bro, because I am so, like, I ask so much questions, not because I want to do it, but mostly just to be aware, like, of what the fuck is what. And like, I feel like I know way too much for not being a fucking stoner or anything. Like, I ask too many questions, but it definitely, he like really informs me about acid and shit. And I'm just like, bro, I don't know. That is looking like I'm about to hit some acid. I feel like once I hit acid, I'm just going to turn into this fucking genius and I'm going to overpower. Or I'm going to be that one unlucky one. Because acid, sometimes if you do acid and you have a really bad trip, you get stuck.
Forever?
Like, forever. Like, if you have a really, really bad trip, you can get stuck forever, as I've heard. I don't do my research. I just heard from outside forces, so don't judge me. Like, you're fucking stupid, nigga. That just not happened. But that definitely is a thing, though. Now, I'm more than sure that if sometimes you do acid, even, like, on your first time, you get a badass trip and you're fucked. So, definitely, like, that's the one thing that, like, keeps me away from it. Is like, I'd rather not risk it. I'll just try and figure it out.
I never knew that about acid, though.
You're getting informed here on the Jason Lavo podcast, bro. Okay, definitely I've only done weed 3 times and I drank like once. Have you done anything other than weed?
Yeah, bro, I have.
Give me the full ass shit.
So I done.
And no sugarcoating shit. I want to know your whole shit.
Okay, so I did lean, but.
Okay, that was our first time. That was our first time hearing that too.
I know, it sounds fucking weird. Okay, I did lean and I almost did Xanax, but since the Xanax is not really, I did a whole fucking video about that, so I'm gonna talk about the lean part. And that's the craziest.
First of all, I don't know about the Xanax part, nigga. I need the whole shit.
I made a video about.
And they don't know about the Xanax.
Okay, so the Xanax thing, is to make it real quick and brief. I was going to a liquor store and it was closed, and I was like, fuck. I was with the girl at the time that I was talking to, and then we're both sitting outside the liquor store. And then some random fucking cholos come up to us. Hey, yo, what are you guys doing tonight? I was like, oh, we're trying to go in here, but it didn't end up happening. They're like, come party with us. So we went with them. Random motherfuckers. We went to a 7-Eleven. Weird enough, they went to a 7-Eleven and they stole like 36 packs of beers. And I was like, what the fuck? I was sketched out about that. And then we went into the garage and we started chilling there for 2 hours. 2 hours just drinking beers with them. And then we go back to their place and they're just lining up cocaine. Random ass fucking cholo guys, dude. I don't know who it was. I was talking to this girl at the time.
So you went with these random strangers to do cocaine?
I didn't do cocaine. They were fucking, and we stood up at 6 a.m. But let me get to the story. We all sat in the car. Me and the girl I was talking to. Four of the motherfuckers. I don't know who they are. They're sketchy as fuck. You guys probably wouldn't want to get in the car with them. And they're just all they dead silence. They're like, all right, everybody. Bam, bam, one pill each. Everybody gets a pill. And I was like, what is this? I looked at my hand. They're like, oh, just take it. Like a pill. And some guy was like, yeah, just take it. And then I looked at the girl I was talking to. I was like, dude, should I take this? And then I don't know. I think she put it in her pocket without them looking. But they're all staring at me like it was my turn. Like it was like everyone's going one by one. So I was had this peer pressure. I was taking this shit. And I was like, fuck. So I put it in my mouth and they all looked away. Like a fucking movie, bro. They looked at me and when I put it in my mouth, they look away. And then while they're all talking, doing their shit, it was just like dissolving in my mouth by the time. And I spit it out and I threw it in a bag, but I still had some in my mouth. So like, I don't know if I did Xanax or not, but it was still in my mouth anyways.
So you got like a little taste of it.
Honestly, yeah, I did. And it tastes like a regular pill, but I don't want to do it. So I spit it out. Okay, that's the Xanax part. And the lean part is the craziest one, dude. You guys have to hear the lean. Oh my God. So I was at a party and then some guy went up to me. He'd want this. I knew it was lean and I drank it, but I didn't know how powerful it was, bro. I didn't know how the effect was. And he was like, oh, dude, we're at a party. Are you sure you want to drink that? And I drank it already, all of it. I was like, dude, why? He's like, it's going to make you slump, bro. I was like, dude, why would I come to a party to be slumped? So I was pretty hot already. I was mad, dude. And he was like, dude, you're going to be slumped at the end of the night. I'm like, no, I'm not. Watch. I started drinking more because I didn't want to be slumped. And then we ended up going to IHOP an hour later, and that's when it started hitting me, bro. Like, my eyes were bloodshot red.
Like, slumped. Like, wait, what was the first effect?
Like, I started feeling sleepy. Like, really fucking sleepy.
We say the word slumped often, as in, because we always say that, like, damn, I'm fucking slumped, as in, like, we're tired. So, like, I don't know what slump means.
Yeah, bro, like, I was really sleepy. I started getting really fucking tired. My eyes are just closing. My eyes are bloodshot red, like, I haven't slept in days.
So that's what fucking lean does, so you just go to sleep?
I don't, yeah, basically, bro, you just sleep. And I took it, top it off with all the alcohol I drank, and I was like, dude, I was so pale, they said. Like, I looked so white. And after I ate my pancakes at IHOP, I was with a group of people, right? It was my turn to pay. Everyone's paying separately. It was my turn to pay. Sorry. Dry fucking here. And then it was my turn to pay. I went up to the lady. She's like, oh, it's 10-something. I give her my 10 bucks, like, pulling her out. And by the time she grabs it, I drop, like, all the way to the floor. Like, I fall backwards.
Like, unconscious type shit?
Yeah. Like, I passed out. Like, I fell backwards and I hit my head on the floor and everything.
That sounds fucking disgusting, honestly.
There was like so many people there, 7 people. They're like, oh my God, Jason, you okay? You okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good, dude. I'm good. Like, I got up. I was so pale. They're like, dude, you look like awful. I was like, and my friend was like, dude, he's playing around. Like, that's how bad I used to play around. People thought I was playing around right there.
I can't even fucking picture that. Like, that's like a whole ass drug addict, bro. That's like,
they literally thought I was playing around. Like, they're like, oh, he does this a lot. He does this a lot. To the fucking waitress. So I was like, no, I'm not playing around. But I didn't tell them that because I didn't want them worrying.
So wait, so you were like passed out? Or like you were like, can still hear? Or I don't know what the fuck.
Passed out, bro.
Like, and then what? Like, but if you're passed out, you wouldn't be able to hear this. So like, you were like gone, or
I didn't fucking die. I mean, I just passed out and woke up like a minute.
Yeah, obviously. But did you wake up like later or in the same spot?
The same spot. I woke up in IHOP.
That okay. I don't understand how the fuck that works out. So you just passed out for like 3 seconds and then wake up?
Yeah, I just passed out, dropped on the floor, hit my head on the floor. I got up like 3 seconds after or something. I don't know how long. They woke me up, sat me down at the table, and they just say, "Dude, you just passed out." I was like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I definitely haven't been in that situation where I passed the fuck out, and I definitely don't want to get there. I don't want to get there at all.
Well, the first time I did it, I actually did pass out, but not like that. Yeah, it was lean. But the reason I did it was because my friend would do it, and I didn't know he would do it, right? But I told him that I had a headache, and then he just gave me like this fucking dark ass syrup juice, and I was like, and he's like, here, take this. This will like take your headache away. And I was like, really? All right. And then he gave me like half a cup of that shit.
Did he not tell you it was lean?
He didn't tell me. So he pretty much drugged me.
He drugged you, bro. Like, oh my God, if someone fucking drugs me like that, I'd be so fucking mad, bro. Okay, so and then what the fuck happened?
So, yeah, because I had a headache, and it was bad, a headache, and then until, like, I drank it, right? And then he was playing games, and he was, like, laughing, and I was like, why are you laughing? And then he's just like, you'll see. And I was, like, literally sitting on his bed, right? And then I was sitting on his bed, and I was just, like, starting to feeling real tired, like, so fucking tired, really, like, so, like, if I fucking ran a whole mile and then, like, fucking went to sleep, like, late as fuck, and I was, like, so tired, I literally just fell asleep on his bed, right, and then I wake up, like, say, like, 30 or 20 minutes later, and then we're gonna go to, like, this tree lighting, which is, like, a community type of thing, every Christmas or whatever they trip by.
I'm gonna go to the tree lighting, slumped as fuck off the lean.
Yeah, I was walking to that shit, and then there, I was literally like looking at the floor, and everything started like It was like wavy and like I don't know how the feeling was. It was just so weird. Like, and then I was like talking to myself supposedly, and all the lights were so blurry. Like, to me, it was like kind of different from Jason's story.
Well, I mean, it just looks like both of you guys slumped the fuck out. And would you guys do that again?
Yeah, I'll do that shit tomorrow, bro. No, I can't. I wouldn't do it, bro. It sucked, honestly. I didn't like it, and I was super embarrassed because I passed out on IHOP, bro, in front of everybody. How embarrassing is that shit?
Yeah, I wouldn't really try it again because it's just like bullshit. Just go to sleep and just that's it, and then you feel stupid and that's it.
Yeah, definitely not going that route, but I think we are kind of deep in the podcast and I'm trying to wrap it up. I want to make my podcast around 40 minutes ish because I know you guys don't got enough time for my ass. Even though I like listening to like hour and a half podcasts are fucking dope as shit. But hopefully if you guys made it through to the end of the video and enjoyed our little fucking drug addict experience.
it's so weird to talk about it because it was a while ago for me, but I don't know, it's fine for me to talk about, but it's just weird kind of.
Yeah, it's definitely different because I've never really talked about this on my YouTube or anything social media. I just told people like around me about my, like they were asking like, you ever smoke weed? Yeah, I mean, I did that, whatever the fuck. I just explained this to some people. So I'm just throwing it out there and hopefully you guys enjoyed this little podcast. And hopefully you're going to keep on doing more of these. And next time there will be a visual about this. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to sit through a whole visual of it, but I'll still upload it just for the few people that I do. We want to be everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, everywhere. So if you guys enjoy this, make sure you guys do check out my boys Future Knobs on Instagram and Jay Films on Instagram. I'll put that in the description and we are gonna wrap it up. Thanks for watching and we are out of this bitch. Cool. End this bitch, bro.
Later.